And our next guest is Peter Hughes. He's General Secretary of the Psychiatric Nurses Association. Their annual conference begins today and there are plenty of issues concerning staff. One of those concerns is the HSE recruitment ban. Peter Hughes, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Talk to me about the recruitment ban and the impact that's having on the number of psychiatric nursing posts unfilled at the moment.
We conducted a survey last month of our branches, and it showed that we had over 700 vacancies in the system. And we just think it's totally inconceivable that the HSE are imposing a recruitment embargo at a time of such an amount of vacancies, which is seriously impacting on the delivery of services. We're hugely reliant on overtime, an agency to maintain services at very basic services, and are not able to develop services further.
And I presume you've raised this with the HSE. What they're saying is since December 22, there are 168 more people working in the mental health nursing workforce, that every 2024 graduate psychiatric nurse is going to be hired by the HSE, and that's happened for each of the last 4 years. So they are hiring.
They are hiring the graduates, but not anyone else, and they are not filling promotional clinical posts like clinical nurse specialists, clinical nurse managers. And this is impacting on the governance and safety of services. If we look, though, through the HSE stated that 23,000, there were 23,000 additional posts in the past 4 years. Mental health nursing has got less than 1% of those 23,000. So we still have 700, over 700 vacancies, 725 vacancies. It's impacting on services. It has curtailment of services, closure of services, and we're not able to, we don't have the staff to open the new 20-bed CAMHS unit in the Children's Hospital. We have 58 vacant beds out in the new forensic services. And it's having a huge impact. And our members are very, very frustrated at and fed up with continuously holding services together with minimum resources. The reliance on our members' goodwill to ensure services are provided is at a critical point. I'm hearing that from our board members. I'm sure I'm going to hear it today at our conference. It's not sustainable if we were to meet the growing needs and demands for mental health services. And certainly it's not a situation we will tolerate for much longer.
I want to talk to you about what that means, but I also want you to explain to us in greater detail the impact, as you see it, these staffing shortages are having on the provision of child and adolescent mental health services, because we know that's an area where the need is great and unfortunately not being met.
There should be 100 beds in child and adolescent beds in the country. There are 42 operational beds. 2 years ago, we seen the closure of the Lindara of 11 beds in Lindara service in Cherry Orchard, and we were assured that they would reopen within 4 months. We are now 6 months. We are now 2 years down the line, and there is no prospect. Appears to be no prospect whatsoever of those beds opening. The Lindara services has 45% vacancy rate. And throughout the country, a lot of our services have 20 to 30% vacancy rates. So,
and that's not because there's no need. I mean, there are people who would be crying out to get into those beds. It's just there's no staff. Is that right?
There's no staff to open. The beds have been, the operational beds have been cut in all the four services around the country. They're operating at a lower bed. They have the other services around the country in Galway and Cork and in Vincent's Fairview have a higher number of beds, but they are only operating a certain amount due to staff nursing staff shortages.
Okay, and briefly from what you said, I gather you may be considering industrial action?
Well, we, as I said, our members are very frustrated. At this stage, we're at our wit's end as regards, the embargo being imposed on our services, considering where we're at with 700 vacancies. And I suppose all actions will be considered at our conference today.
Thank you for talking to us. That's Peter Hughes, General Secretary of the Psychiatric Nurses Association.